With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Israel releasing 39 Palestinian prisoners in line with a deal that saw 13 Israeli hostages freed in Gaza hours earlier. Over the next 3 to 4 days, 150 Palestinian prisoners and 50 Israeli hostages are to be freed. Israeli Economy Minister Nir Barakat.
I support the deal. Part of the government, I listen to all the details. We care about our people. We care. We put them under shelter. We would do everything we can to bring them back home to their parents, to their wives and husbands and grandparents. For everyone that we can return, it's the whole world for us. We care about our lives.
In the meantime, the White House now says through a spokesman, quote, "We are doing all we can to free the American hostages in that situation." Also, at srnnews.com, whether either party's candidate will participate in next year's three presidential debates, well, remains to be seen, and no one is quite sure of what to expect at this point. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The Commission on Presidential Debates this week announced that college towns in Texas, Virginia, and Utah will host general election debates. Donald Trump has made clear he wants to debate Joe Biden if he's the nominee. However, the Republican National Committee is considering a boycott of any debates sponsored by the CPD. National Democrats, meanwhile, expressed frustration with the commission in 2020 over what they called its failure to enforce the rules. And the Biden re-election campaign has not said whether he would debate Trump. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Big talk in the Kremlin. President Vladimir Putin says he'll endorse a national strategy for the development of artificial intelligence, adding it's essential to prevent a Western monopoly. He warns algorithms developed by Western platforms could hurt Russia. This is SRN News. A Roman emperor gets the transgender treatment?
Marcus Aurelius Antonius, usually referred to as Elagabalus, was one of the more flamboyantly decadent leaders of ancient times and did routinely parade around in women's clothing prior to his assassination in 222 AD. But now curators of Britain's North Herefordshire Museum have branded the emperor, quote, a transgender woman, and have begun referring to him using female pronouns. A coin bearing his image now appears in the museum's LGBT display. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians in India expressing outrage at a raid by police on a house church in Uttar Pradesh. International Christian Concern reports lawmen arrested one pastor and several other people. They also confiscated a number of Bibles and religious papers, the PA system, even the pulpit. This is SRN News. Missouri's governor has been granting pardons at a pace not seen since World War II. Correspondent Donna Warder has the story.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson has granted more than 600 pardons in the past 3 years. One man receiving a pardon is Kenny Baston, who's now the pastor at Grace Fellowship Church in El Dorado Springs, Missouri.
Between 16 and 17, I got in a lot of trouble. Burglary, auto tampering, I was fighting a lot.
Governor Parson says he still believes in law and order, but he says when members of the community notice how a person has changed for the better, it has an impact.
You know, who's out there, you know, actually saying, hey, I believe this guy deserves another chance.
So far, Parson has granted 613 pardons and 20 commutations, but he's also denied some 2,400 clemency requests. I'm Donna Warder.
And more details at srnnews.com.